Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mommy.
Hey, Mama.
You better not miss the next event.
I will be there. Stogies and spirits.
Let's go, Brandon. Hey. Let's go, Brandon.
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go, Brandon.
You know what they saying, ho.
Yeah, ho.
You know what they saying, ho.
Let's go, Brandon.
You know what they saying,
ho.
By the way, our Let's Go Brandon shirts are up and ready for you to pre-order. Listen, I wouldn't pre-order stuff unless it was from a reputable place like my... Listen, people can say a lot of bad stuff about me, but I got a pretty damn good, you know, merchandise department.
Yeah. Especially now, it's awesome.
Yeah, like people get their shit like... I'm going to tell you about the merch crick. That bitch will get an order in at 9 o'clock. And if she doesn't have it at the airport, if she doesn't have it shipped by 3, she gets fucking mad as shit about it.
Yeah.
Brandon.
So lay down your $21.99, BubbaArmyShop.com. We're really supporting Brandon the Quad with a fancy little kicker. Fuck. But Blitz pre-ordering, I only ordered like 100.
You might need to order more?
Yeah. Well, you know, and pre-order also gives me an indication, like, I'm not going to have to put them on hold. Like, we sell a bunch, but like, I got to fucking reorder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let it eat. You know, it may take you 2 weeks to get it, but
right.
By all accounts, this is not dying down at all. And listen, it's never going to die down for what it means to us.
Nope. No.
It may no longer mean fuck Joe Biden, but it can still mean let's go Brandon the Quad for us.
That's yeah. Right.
Forever.
Absolutely.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, you know what they say, ho.
Bubba yeah, Army ho. Shop. You know what they're saying, ho.
Ho.
BubbaArmyShop.com.
Hey, you know what they say, ho. Hey, you know what they say, ho.
You know what they say, ho. Yeah, you know what they say, ho.
Nikki Peel, 1,000 bits.
With a passion. As I pull off in the Aston. Don't nobody like his ass, huh? Tried to cover up and tell the people, go, Brandon. But we know what they saying, though. You can hear the chant in every post.
Country Girl 92, 1,500 bits.
Oh, I need it.
Do you need it?
You know what they saying, ho.
You know what they saying, ho. Fucking October's been a little light for the BRN. You know what they saying, ho.
Green light mandate.
Let's try to hit his employee bonus.
Oh, yeah.
These times people,
you know what I'm saying, ho.
Blitz saying, I'm trying to hit my motherfucking bonus.
Mm-hmm. Go, Brandon, but we all know what the saying means.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
You know what they saying, ho.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
You know what they saying, ho.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
You know what they saying, ho.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, you know.
what they saying, ho.
You know what they saying, ho.
What are they saying?
They're saying, fuck Joe Biden. 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 Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Get it, Bubs.
Fuck Joe Biden. I wonder how much money this guy has made on this song.
His YouTube views, I think, are about 4 million right now.
Yeah. Ooh. Fucking pimp. Straight pimp. I listened to the opening to Justin Clark.
So did we.
Sorry. I don't think anybody's listened to that guy as much as the last couple days as they've listened to
him. You know what they're saying, ho.
You know what they're saying, ho. Justin, let's just get through this, buddy. And use your show to get another hottie.
Do you think it's going to be awkward when we see him in 2 weeks?
No.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm just asking a question.
I mean, like, I didn't do anything wrong. If you're going to roll up to a station event when Bubba the Love Sponge is going to be... You're going to roll up to a station event and you got motherfucking MJ there. Then that's one thing. You're going to roll up to a station event and one of your main guys on the station is Bubba the Love Sponge. You're going to roll up on there with him. With an absolute dime piece. That's your new co-host. Bubba the Love Sponge is going to ask a few fucking questions.
Nikki Peot 1,000 bits.
But I mean, you know me. I mean, am I to...
You know what he's thinking, ho?
You know, but you know what I'm thinking, ho?
Mm-hmm.
We pulled up to the event and all three of us went, holy fuck, ball shit almighty.
That's exactly what was said.
Is that a direct quote?
Well, yes.
But amongst all three of us, we're like, holy shit. Like this girl, and I'm not, I heard she's mad at me and everything, but. Like, I've never spoken ill will. The only message I've delivered about her is she is unfucking believably attractive.
Yeah.
That's it. Fuck. I mean, Michaela, I hope you didn't interpret anything that I said other than you are absolutely fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Smart. Eloquent. I mean, like, you're the fucking dream girl. And there wasn't a guy there that didn't, at the end of the day, you know, kind of be like, fuck, Justin Clark, what the fuck has he got going on?
Napa Mike, 2,000 bits.
A little jealous of that guy.
A little jealous.
So some of us guys do. We come out swinging hard when we're a little jealous. A little fucking jelly belly. So here's what I would hope would happen. She's fucking hot, and she's a great co-host. You know what, Blitz? I actually would like to talk to her privately.
That might be a good idea.
And say, hey, you know what, Michaela? Can I give you just a little bit of advice? And maybe this will get back to her. Fuck the noise. Fuck the static. Roll in there and be a co-host on Justin Clark's show like you were originally doing. And don't worry. He'll figure out his family drama, however it works out. Don't let it affect you at all. Date who you want to date and be a co-host on the radio show that you want to be on.
Yep.
By all intents, the times I've heard you, you're great. I spoke to you, even told a few of my friends, man, when you speak to her, she's kind of got the it factor. She's an author.
I saw that.
She's you know how you speak to somebody and they're like, sometimes they could be a bag full of dumbness like Lummy. Or they can be Nikki time. Hey,
boner time.
Bony. Or they can be like Anna and fucking snappy and yappy. Mm-hmm. And they got the effect. You know, Anna,
that's
even
a little much though, Anna is.
Well, no, yeah, you're right.
What the hell?
I'd rather have too much than none. I mean, everybody'd rather have 9 than 2, bitch. So, I mean, I can back.
You can dial it down.
I can back on
it, really
Dan. I can't make you fucking, you know.
Yeah.
So if I was to get a message to you, Michaela, or whatever your name is, go in there tomorrow and be Justin Clark's co-host and say, fuck the world. Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care.
She's really young, though. Listen,
you are young.
You forget because she's done all these amazing things and she has all these foundations and she's written a book and she's, what, 22, 23? But that's still really young, you know?
So grow up.
Oh.
No. Like, and I don't mean that bad. I'm saying roll in there with the swagger of a 35-year-old accomplished radio co-host, because that's how you sound, and you're absolutely gorgeous. Go in there, own it, and fucking be it. And go in there and be a co-host and make yourself happy. And you and Justin's private life is nobody's business, quite frankly. And you're now the new hot fucking co-host. I'm sorry. I think you're beautiful. I'm sorry. You're fucking hot. Does that get me in trouble? Because I said that this girl is absolutely one of probably the hottest chicks I've seen in the last couple years in person. Does that get me in trouble? I don't know.
Little Warbirds Afterbirth, 1,000 bits.
But, you know, take this week off and then roll up in there. I'd rather have you. I think you should come back tomorrow. But you know what? Call up Justin Clark and say, I'm going to be back Monday.
Put together a game plan. Be like, this is how we're going to handle shit.
Put together a game plan and fucking roll it out pimp style Monday. I'm back amongst all the chatter, all the static. I'm the co-host.
Yeah, we're dating. So fucking what?
Yeah, we're
get
dating.
Over it.
We're dating.
Yep.
Yeah,
who
fuck
cares?
You.
And quite frankly, don't let the...
Fuck your mom.
Age is just a number.
Oh, sorry.
And Justin Clark is in his you know, low, young 40s. And who gives a fuck?
Right.
Who gives a fuck? He has his own law firm. He has several other businesses. He's successful. He is a good-looking guy. He's a pretty good radio broadcaster, yep, as he just started a few years ago.
Wheezy 76, 1,000 bits.
And look, he can trade in that douche car for something cool.
Yeah, Michaela, you got more negotiation power than you ever. Just like, listen, Justin, I can date you, but you can't have the grocery getter.
Right.
I need a pest. Don't think motherfucking Justin Clark wouldn't be getting a Ferrari 488 immediately. Carbon fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So both of you own it. I feel like calling Justin Clark's up show right now.
Oh.
I really do. Can you give me the number again? And I'm gonna say I'm live on my Twitch. But Justin, can I be dead, just absolutely fucking candid with you? Like, can I give you just a little bit of advice? And if this needs to be off the air, then it's off the air. But you addressed a little bit. You know, I listened to the first part of your show, and you addressed this a little bit. But may I just give you some friendly advice? And you can tell me to pack sand. All right, hold on here.
Let's go, Brandon.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding.
Oh, it's Bubba on the phone.
Ding, ding.
Bubba on the
Nikki
phone.
Nikki Peeled, 1,000 bits. Nikki. Thank you, Nikki Peeled. Ding, ding.
Hold on. Doing it easy. Is this a dick move? How is this a dick move?
Yep.
Hey, it's Bubba.
Radio.
It's Bubba. Can I go live?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Right, thanks.
Lake Leisure 5, 1,200 bits.
I had to find a clean version. You know how hard that was?
Yep.
It was very difficult to find.
His demeanor's going to change.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
He just went, oh, no.
Crystal Kellogg Frosted Flakes. Hello, Crystal. I think Let's Go Brandon should be your new intro song for a while. LOL.
How about Bubba?
Crystal, I got your message offline, by the way. Thank you.
I got Let's Go Brandon t-shirts available. At BubbaArmyShop.com.
Jason's here. I'm pretty sure.
BubbaArmyStore.com.
I'm pretty handy with social media.
That's,
I mean, I
can
fly a plane, so I'm sure I can do this. Laundry depends on pay, though. Okay. Roger is here. Justin, good morning. Sorry about all your troubles, but I know
me?
Your address in the
How
studio, and I can put a girly voice on and wear a skirt for you. So I don't even have to. I don't even have to tell him the address. You know. I like that.
First of all. Justin, I
yes,
have
sir.
I have Bubba Army Let's Go Brandon t-shirts available at BubbaArmyShop.com.
Excellent.
$21.99. We got to clear up to 4X. Now,
beautiful.
Now listen, can I be really, first of all, you're on my show, I'm on your show, you know, so
yep.
We're live on live. You can cuss on mine, I can't cuss on yours.
Exactly.
Now, I want to wrap my arms around you and give you some... like some advice, but I don't want. Well, I do have T-Rex arms, but I just don't want you to take it the wrong way. And I can assure you, if you let me continue, like it's 1,000. I think you would be surprised of what I got to say.
Go ahead.
Well, now don't just say go ahead like you're some defeated.
No, I'm all ears. I promise, Bubba. I'm all ears, buddy.
He didn't sleep last night, Bubba.
Listen,
you cut him a break.
I know.
Come on.
Listen,
he's drinking Monster.
And you got Stevie running Monsters for you. I mean, it sucks. So, listen, Justin, why don't you just own it? Why don't you say, I'm Justin Mother Effin' Clark. I'll date who I want to date, and have Michaela in there with a big buildup on Monday and be like, hey, this is what it is. It's my show. I like this girl. She's gorgeous. She's hot. She's a good co-host. Bitch, I'm going to own it. What? And if you don't like it, pack sand.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was dealing with a bunch of crap last night. That's all.
But I mean,
that's
you
why I sound so freaking tired.
No, but you tell Michaela. Listen, you know what? You by the way, the only thing I've ever said about this woman is she's probably one of the hottest things I've seen in years, and she has the it factor. And I've heard her on the air, and she's good. And if you like her, you like. It's nobody's business. It's not illegal. Go clean up your family nonsense and date who you want to date, and have whoever you want to be your co-host. You're just a mother effing Clark. Quit being a pussy about this. Step up and own it, and have her back on the air immediately. She should be in there right now.
I didn't take her off the air by any means. She just, she didn't come. That's all.
And she needs to roll up in there and say, listen, you know what? Yeah, I've been part of this little thingy here, but I'll date who I want to date. And she is, by all means, very successful. In fact, very successful for her age. And she's have the swag and say, listen, I'm Michaela, and I'm an accomplished author, and I'm hot as hell, and I'm going to date Justin, and I'm going to be the co-host of the show. Pack sand, bitches, whoever doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with
that? I appreciate it. I totally agree. And I appreciate it. And
she should be your co-host.
I'll be good.
I mean, no, you're not good. You're lying. You're absolutely lying. You're not good. And you should just, I'm just telling you, that should be your co-host. That should be your co-host. And I don't care who's saying what. I don't care. You shouldn't care. You never cared before. Why are you caring now?
No, I just—it was a rough day. I got the S kicked out of me by so many different angles. I'm not blaming you by any means. I'm just saying, have you ever had one of those days where everyone's coming at
you buddy,
hard?
Have you heard of the Have you heard of the Hogan sex tape? It ruined my life, buddy. I've been people. My life's ruined. Now Michaela hates me. You hate me. Shane Reeve hates me.
Nah,
Hedge Fund Willie hates me.
True.
Everybody hates me. Your mom. Hates me.
No, she doesn't, Bubba. She does not. And I got so many comments about, oh, that's cute. Your little mom is calling in to protect you. But what am I going to do? Not take the call?
No, of course, that's what mama bears do is when their babies are down. And no matter, they come in there.
Yeah, Bubba's mom's called before. It's awesome.
My mom calls and talks about how she tried to abort me.
Janie Cakes on the trampoline.
But listen,
I've heard it.
I want, if Michaela hears this, I want to say to her, You need to be back in there. You need to pound your chest and say, "Yeah, I am the co-host. I'm Michaela McGinnicuddy, and I don't give a crap who thinks or says what." Period. I mean, people have listened to your show in the last 2 days because of this nonsense than ever before. I find myself listening.
Maybe she will hear this little segment and roll in here. Who knows, right?
Well, she should. Either you do one or two things. Either she's back tomorrow or you do the big buildup. She's coming back Monday. And if nobody and whoever doesn't like it, pack sand. It's my show. My name's Justin Mother Effin' Clark. I'm going to date who I'm going to date. I'm going to take care of my family on this side. I'm going to be romantically involved in this on this particular side. I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this, period. And if you don't like it, and so be it. It was exposed on a particular station function. It was going to come out anyway. Who cares? Who's
there with
me? My whole crew is.
I wanted to say hello. I don't know who was with you today.
It's Blitz.
Hey, Anna. Justin Clark.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Lummy. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks, I guess, right?
I'll be there.
Unless you get me assassinated when I'm in Sanford.
No.
I mean, I heard that's where your law officer base out of.
No, you're going to be fine.
Now, Anna, can you give Justin Clark, Anna, can you give him some advice?
Oh, jeez.
Can you give him some advice, Anna?
I forgot. I can't swear on the show. Oh, yeah. Advice about what?
Never mind, you dumbass. About what we were talking about.
No, I know, but like, what's the specific question?
About
I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, God, sorry, Jessica stupid. Clark.
I go to throw you the ball, bitch, and you drop the ball. Okay, Michaela would have done that. She would have been right there for the pickup, Anna. God, maybe they should hire her.
Well, in what regard? Like, what he should do about Michaela? What he should do about himself?
No,
what he should do
none
about
of
his family?
It. I gave you the softball. You whiffed it. Shut up. He'll do what he wants.
Strike out.
Anyway, Justin. Listen.
See you in a couple weeks, though, Justin.
No, yeah, Justin. Can I ask you? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, anything. Of course.
Do you think it would help if I talked to Michaela privately?
Let's see. Let's see how she responds to this interview, and then I'll connect you guys.
No, but no, like for real. Like, I would gladly pick up the phone and say, Michaela, listen, girl, like, there's nothing to hide. There's nothing to be upset about. You are, you know, unbelievable. You need to be in there, and let's learn from this experience and not be afraid to be public about anything like that, and realize that, you know, this opportunity is great for you, and it's good for Justin, and stop worrying about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no, hey, listen, nobody, I'll fight you if anybody says that I said anything disrespectful about her other than she is absolutely knock-dead gorgeous. Period.
How dare you say that?
And that we were all kind of, as much as we were blasting Justin, we were all jealous of him because, I mean, that's a pretty good get right there. I mean, big time get.
Yeah, so, I'll connect you guys for sure.
Well, okay, but listen, don't understand. Please don't be mad at me, Justin. Like, I got a lot of sleep because I took a lot of pills last night, but I'm just saying.
I know, we were trying to call you at 6 o'clock, couldn't reach you.
246, baby, 246.
Yeah, I'm eat at 2, pills at 4, pass out at 6. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I know. I think it was 6:15. We were just a little bit too late. Blitz was up, thank God. He helped the situation. He helped defuse a lot of things.
Well, and whatever you need, I'll take care of. And more importantly, if I could speak to her privately and just assure her that I know she's going through a million emotions. There's a ton of people reaching out. And of course, you know, people reach out and are being a bunch of dicks, and it's somewhat of a public situation. But she doesn't need to question her swagger or her ability or anything like that, because she's absolutely a great person. And she's a very, you know, one of the things is because she's so good and she's young. I don't even know that she understands how good she is because she's so young.
Right. No, I mean, you're probably right.
But what is she like? She's a week in. I mean, that is a lot to take in.
Anna, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to. I understand where she's coming from.
Okay, Anna.
Yeah.
You know, Anna.
Ding, ding, ding.
We get it.
And, you know, at the end of the day, she's a public figure. And you know what? People's scrutiny on her, as beautiful she is and as publicly and more public as she's going to get through her career. I mean, not that what I did or what anybody did, you need to get used to it. But stuff like that's going to happen down the road the more successful she gets.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't
all right,
think,
hey, brother. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't want to be awkward when I know he's trying to get rid
of
me.
You got
to
go, buddy. I got a show to do here, man. You got to go. So, you've had your 4 hours. It's my turn now.
Yeah, that's right. Listen,
I love you guys. I do. I really do.
I'll do anything.
I love you too, Justin.
And listen, I'm here, Justin, in any capacity to make this situation better. And I feel that you need to quit being a martyr and a little pussy, and you need to pound your chest and say, I'm Justin Clark, and Michaela, if she wants to be, is my co-host, and I like her. Period.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. All right, guys. I love you. Right. Thank you for calling. Well, I'll connect you too for sure.
Okay. Bye bye.
See you, Justin.
See you, Blitz. Anna.
Bye.
Anna, you blew it.
Why?
Yeah.
You just fucking blew it.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
I need a girl right there for the heavy pickup. And you're like, about what? Shit. About what? You should have said, Justin, tell her, old girl, because I'm an old girl, that, fuck, us girls get a little crazy sometimes, but mm-hmm. fuck, get right back in there, dust yourself off, and be an old girl.
Right.
That's what I was looking for.
Put in a new tampon and get to work.
Yeah, instead you're like, oh, wait, shit. Fucking horse teeth, bitch.
Sorry. Well, I didn't know what you meant in what regard, though, like
any
him or her.
Any fucking regards? Any regards?
All right, I'm sorry.
Fucking blew it.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Kevin even was talking about that on Friday.
She just blows it, fucking bitch. Love her, but fucking blows it. Don't blow it on the pickups, Anna. You should have been, well, Bubba, you know what, Justin, what you should do is you should tell her to dust herself off, put her big girl panties on, and get her ass up in there and own it and be the ass-kicking hot chick that she is. Boom. Coming from a chick, that means a lot.
Bubba, is there a new thing on your next gen from Kevin?
Oh, hold on here. Is this Kevin?
Yep.
Stand by.
Yeah, I think we should get Gabby because, I mean, Anna, she's obviously not.
It keeps getting shorter and shorter every time you play.
Yeah, I think we should get Gabby because, I mean, Anna, she's obviously.
What the hell?
It cuts it off.
It's getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, I think we should get Gabby because, I mean, Anna, she's obviously.
Yeah.
It just stays at 3 seconds.
Yeah, I think we should get Gabby.
Hey, listen, it doesn't matter if it's 1 second or 3 seconds. The point's pretty well taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should get Gabby because, I mean, Anna, she's obviously not.
She's obviously not fucking paying attention.
I thought those were our private conversations. I didn't know we were recording those.
Stop.
Anna, I could bring Gabby in a minute.
She'd
pick it right up.
I'm sure
she would have to pick up for me.
Yeah, let's see how she handles chat. Let's see how she handles all scrutiny. Let's see how she handles the 3 to 4 month hazing process. We'll see. We'll see.
And let's see how many fucking.
We'll see how that goes for other people.
And you know what?
Listen, not everyone's built like me. That's why I felt a little hesitant to give advice to Michaela. She's probably a very sweet person dealing with kids and shit. Kids that get bullied and kids that, you know, that nobody likes at school. I can't do that stuff. I don't have the heart for that.
You should be because you were in that.
Her having to deal with something that's pretty fucking heavy. I don't want to just tell her to put her big girl pants on and just deal with it.
Yeah, I think we should get Gabby because, I mean, Anna, she's obviously
not. Kevin!
Stupid
hoe! Yeah, I think we should get Gabby because, I mean, Anna, she's obviously not.
You know what to say, hoe?
Yeah.
God, as much as I get mad at you sometimes, I just love the shit out of you, too.
Right?
Like a little sister. Although, you know, we have very little communication. Like.
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah. No,
less is more.
Yeah. Like, and I don't have very much communication with Lummy.
Nope. I know that.
I don't have very much. I don't have that much communication with Blitz, and I have the most with him.
Yeah.
Right. But it's all business, and it seems like you communicate with him versus the other way around.
No.
In terms of if there's an issue or.
Well, because he's out just fucking straight bitches
all
the time.
Exactly. He's busy doing shit. Walking around, going to amateur works, fucking hoes.
But see, that's the way him and I, we'd be fucking hoes, and we don't need to be checking in with each other on fucking hoes.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but we need to check on each other if Lynn from Phoenix is freaked out about the best of.
Yeah,
of
I mean, like, at any time, Bubba can text or call me. Like, that's not, that, you know, if there's,
but we don't
just go like, hey, how's it going? Like, are you doing okay today?
We see each other every fucking day.
But that is one thing. We do spend at least 15 or 20 minutes face to face.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't even really get that in the marketplace, like in business much. Like, you really don't.
Right.
Most people, you know. But you're right. Dudes don't do that.
No. I mean, like, we spent a lot of time this past few days just driving in the car on the way back and just hanging out together, like, which is good. It's not.
Yeah, but you add to.
But, like, hold on. But Blitz had my, you know, $50,000 truck, and I had his badass fucking trailer all weekend long, and not one of us checked in.
Nope.
Because we didn't. I didn't even say. Blitz didn't say, hey, how's the trailer doing? Fuck, he knew I got it.
Yeah. I knew that if you have my trailer and if there's an issue, you tell me.
Right.
And if I had your truck, if I had an issue, I would tell you. But otherwise, like, I'm not going to bother you.
Good news.
I had her backed in fucking nice, too, did I not?
Yeah.
That shit backed in.
Looks good.
But it'll get pine needled up like a motherfucker there. It'll have 80 pounds of pine needle on it.
It happens.
Blitz, now shouldn't you, shouldn't we water seal those the boards?
Yeah, but you have to wait. I mean, it's fine now, but when it's new, you have to wait quite a while for it to weather first.
For it to cure?
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm going to either weather seal it or I might put oil on it.
Okay, what I'm saying is I think it needs
eventually,
to be done.
I'm going to, yeah, pretty soon.
Put something on it.
Yeah.
Because it looked like it was kind of getting where it, you know, it's weathered.
It's to the point where it needs it, yep.
Well, let's do it. I'll help you.
Okay, yeah, I got all the stuff, so I just need to do it.
Just fucking roll it on, right? Let the sun bake it in?
Mm-hmm.
How about the wheel bearings? I saw they had the grease circs on it. When's the last time you repacked the wheel bearings?
It's been like 4 or 5 months, but they're fine.
Mm, okay. Think fucking ride's nice.
Probably sometime next year, I'll pull it apart and actually repack the bearing with my hand.
Gifted 10 subs.
That thing's nice.
God, I love that trailer.
I love that fucking trailer, too. I told Tyler I'd have his fucking trailer.
Yeah. I was going to buy a cheap one. I'm glad I spent a little more money and bought a better
one. What's the double axle of that cost?
At the time it was like $2,500, but yeah, it's probably $3,500 or $4,000 now.
Is it a little bit bigger? But
you can get them the same size. That's a 12 foot. You can get them the same size. You can get a 12, 14, 16, I think even an 18, but 18 would be huge.
Now, is my car trailer double axle or single?
Single.
I need to get me a double axle.
Yeah.
for the race car?
I got single because at the time I wasn't carrying a lot of weight, and I mainly got it for camp. Well, and I go through toll roads.
Oh, so, I forgot to tell you. So I'm coming home from the Sunshine Skyway, right?
Okay, good. I'm glad you made it home.
No, hold on.
I jumped off.
No, from Saturday night.
Sure.
Pulled up.
And no.
Oh, sorry. No,
fucking, and look at all the hoarding fucking water bottle. You know how much of a bad, you know we're in the visual business.
Hinstar with 1,000 bits.
People like to know I'm hydrated.
So
Blitz, I'm getting ready to go through, and I got the truck that I got is just got a sun pass.
Yep.
Well, if your trailer is not registered to that sun pass or to that license, to your truck plate or whatever the fuck, you'll get one in the mail. So I knew if I went through the...
They actually don't do that with trailers, though.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Well, so I stopped and talked to the guy. I go, listen, I don't want my... I said this to him, too. I go,
yeah.
It's 2 a.m. I go, hey, buddy. He goes, oh, you got a sun pass. It's picking it up. And I go, I know, but this is my buddy's trailer, and I don't want to get him a notice in the mail. He goes, oh, okay, well, then you got to pay it all. He goes, I'll subtract it off your sun. So I paid right there $3, which was a car plus a trailer.
Yeah, yeah, plus an extra axle.
Plus an extra axle.
Yeah. Usually they know when you go under with a trailer, and they just bill you
so
on your sun pass.
What I'm trying to say is when I was going to Nana's,
yep,
up the veterans, they don't have a place to pull over and pay.
No, they don't.
So if you get a bill, let me know. I'll pay you.
Okay.
Like I might be, what, $6, $8, $9 or something?
Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, I might have put that tag on my sun pass, but I don't think they do it with trailers. They just go off your car, and they'll just charge you more on your deal.
Perfect. I'll get that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Perfect.
But yeah, so I got the single axle because a double axle, like literally it saves me like $7 or $8 every time I... Like each way, so.
But the double axle, man, you could carry a fucking tank.
Yep.
Is that a big Tex trailer?
It is.
That's what I thought it was.
George Vidal, 84,000 bits. Solo Ford, 1,000 bits. Nikki Field, 1,000 bits. Lakeland Hoosier, 1,200 bits. I was getting caught up from the Justin call. Sorry.
No, get caught up all you want. Lummy, are you a little bit? I know we were kind of laughing at Nikki Nikki and the Bony Bony. But, you know, that's not... The nakey-nakey is probably fairly, you know, common.
Yeah.
Let your kid run around by the pool outside. Well, first of all, the motherfucker can't even run around.
He's a month old.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Can't even hold up his damn head.
I don't even think you can start walking until you're like one.
Like around one.
A little over one.
Yeah.
So...
But kids three, 4, 5 years old, man, they'll take all their clothes off and just start running around.
Fucking wieners hanging out.
Yeah.
Jumping into pool. Man,
kids hate clothes, man.
Yeah. Fucking wieners.
Yeah.
Your kid's wiener doesn't even matter until he's like 6 or 7.
Right.
And you got, like, I think you could just at 5, I think 5 is kind of the number where.
It's kind of the cutoff.
Yeah. 6.
That's the wiener cutoff?
Yeah. The wiener cutoff where your kid can roll around with his wiener hanging out in the back in your own private house. Let's say you got your pool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you got a pool and your kid rolls jumping. Like Tyler and Julia.
Yeah, what did Tyler do?
Tyler and Julia would jump in there with their fucking wiener and her little boobies and whatever the hell.
Right.
Whatever the hell you call her little monkey.
Right.
Her little TT. Mm-hmm. And Tyler even took showers with me until like until 17.
Look, man, Tyler, water bills are getting expensive over here.
Tyler, can you shave my back for me? So
no problem, Daddy.
But like, I don't know, till like 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's normal.
And you know, I took a shower with my dad, and you'd see your dad's big King Kong dick there,
right?
And you'd be like, "Wow, dad's got a big King Kong dick," because you got a little 5-year-old dick,
right?
And then, you know.
And then you get older and you're like, man, my dad's dick wasn't actually that big. Yeah, I didn't know any better.
But when you're 5, man, your dad's dick looks like King Kong.
Yeah.
You're like, man.
Huge.
And, you know, but, you know, that so. But, Lummy, I don't know. You already got the kid on the wiener and the Nike deal. And the kid.
Well, I mean, I thought I was having a private conversation with Blitz, but, you know, you've always, you know, said just put everything out there, so.
Yeah, so bony, bony.
So,
bony, bony time.
So, but do you put him in his carrier?
No, we got a nice little blanket with a towel down, and we put him outside with right by the pool and kind of just, you know, give it up. Nakey, nakey.
Give it up?
Give it up.
You just give
it up. He's happy. Like, he likes when his clothes come off. Kind of just hangs out. Balls out, hangs out, you know, whatever. Yeah. He's got large testicles.
Keep talking, Lummy. It gets better and better.
No, it doesn't.
He has big balls?
No, he has big balls.
He does got big balls?
Oh, he's got big balls for a kid. I mean, I wouldn't know from other
of
kids.
His balls?
No, I think they're going to be just like mine, which is nice.
You have nice balls?
No, I got big ones.
I don't think
you have
Tyler.
Big balls?
Okay, I got to stop talking.
Now, who
balls
came,
like his dad.
Who came up with the nakey, nakey? Bony, bony.
Who do you think
okay,
came
the
up
bony,
with it?
Bony was me. Nakey, nakey was Ashley. Because okay, we did tummy, tummy time. Tummy, tummy, you know. Good
tummy, testicle time.
Tummy, tummy time. You know,
tummy,
like,
testicle time.
To build the neck strength.
Right, core.
Yeah. And so, nakey, nakey, you know, okay, get nakey, nakey.
Now, I can see nakey, nakey.
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
see nakey, nakey. That's kind of cute, kind of girly. Nakey, nakey. But bony, bony. And which was brought up, by you.
Yeah, on a phone call with Blitz.
Yeah.
The bony bony.
Yeah, that was weird.
Because you were upset that you weren't paying attention to his boner and he peed
on
you.
Well, because I was talking to you and he peed all over me.
You should have noticed his erection earlier.
That's
why
he was. Lummy was upset that he wasn't noticing.
Yeah,
he didn't notice it.
I said, "Miss bony bony time."
Yeah. I was like, "Dr. Dan told me to watch for the boner, and it hit me."
Oh, Christ.
The urine.
And it hit you?
The urine.
Where did it hit you in the mouth?
No, it hit me in the chest.
Oh, so you were just spitting for fun then?
Okay, let's just. We were.
What do you do at that point? Do you just let him finish on you, or do you
try
to cover
it up? No, I move and I put his diaper down. Okay. Let's just move on from.
You pull his diaper down.
No, I put his diaper down.
Do you ever try to block it and it ricochets in his face?
Have you got that? Have you fucked?
Yes, I have. I don't
no,
think
no, you
actually,
no, not
yes.
you. Yeah, not you getting fucked.
No,
have you fucked?
Yes, we have. We have. It's very nice.
I got a little bit of a important text going on right now.
I see that.
Oh, with someone.
I'm just trying to get things. I'm just trying to cover my ass, get things together.
Mm.
Yes, we have made love multiple times.
Oh, nice.
It's very nice.
When you guys have your nakey nakey time and bony bony time?
Yes, we do.
Have you had nakey nakey bony bony?
Yes, we have.
Have you been
times.
Interrupted by the child?
One time, yes, we have.
Hmm. Did you still finish?
No comment.
Kids crying.
No.
Man, it's hard to get a nut when you got that. That's...
Exactly.
But you did it.
Well, never mind.
What? What, Blitz?
Crying usually helps out things.
Oh. Is that what you like, Blitz?
Yeah. Not a baby crying, though.
Hold on, little Wilbur. I'm fucking your mom.
Hold on. Blitz just said he likes when a woman's crying.
Of course.
Yeah, he's a sick fuck.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
That was a joke.
Girls
crying.
I know. I was trying to get off mine, Blitz.
Girls crying.
Like crying in pleasure?
Crying from sadness.
Sadness.
Both.
Yeah, that's called rape, maybe.
Blitz
yeah.
likes when girls cry that their dad's going to find out because they sneaked outside.
Right.
And they're 17 and three quarters.
Almost
there. No, that would never happen.
He checks the ID.
Yeah.
18 and a quarter.
Oof. Full background check.
Blitz, can you give us a amateur works ass report? Is that, I mean, now listen, if you just don't want to, then just say, no, don't want to. Or if you want to, you can. Or you can
last
give us
night,
a
little... Last night, they were showing scary movies in the lawn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean there were some girls that were scared that wanted to come back to the
crib? They were all five. So, no.
Ew.
You mean they were all fives or they were five?
Well, to be honest, last night, both.
Yeah, I think we should get Gabby because, I mean, Anna, she's obviously not.
Obviously not what?
Anna, here's what I don't understand.
Obviously not what?
Anna, yeah, Kevin, you fucker.
But Anna, I have to poop, and so I got to. And so we've gone about. Well,
I hope it's a good poop for you.
The 45 minutes is about that. I like that. 45 minutes.
Cables or Barbie?
I hope it's a cable, but.
I do too.
That being said.
Cut the cord.
Please go get our podcast. Go download. And a lot of times you have missed, like your automatic download may have missed a couple days. So go download them and listen at your leisure. My blockbuster of a show yesterday got pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying, Blitz, we're five days or 6 days away from the month being, you know, I'm making this last minute push.
5 days.
Because I don't want to, I want October to be as good as September. September was the best ever. And I'm trying to pace a little bit ahead of October. We're about right there.
Wait, best ever month ever on
ever.
Twitch?
On podcasting.
Oh, podcasting.
Twitch has been slow for October, but we should pace just a little bit ahead of last October.
Perfect.
And that's all I want. That's all I care about on our lean months. And our lean months are usually, these last 3 months are pretty lean.
Yeah.
Usually by BARP, people are starting to crank it back up again.
Yep.
So.
But that says 471,000 bits.
Thank you. Hey, go into our Facebook and watching videos, and go into our YouTube and watching videos, and go in to download our podcast, and maybe go into our OnlyFans and signing up with 6X stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice I always accelerate it at X.
Of course.
As we go. It'll be 15X by the next week.
Yep.
OnlyFans, it's at The Bubba Army.
Kevin's all be on tonight as well.
Doing all of that helps us. It helps us, even if you're just watching our videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, make sure you follow us, all of that. But it all indirectly helps us. Going and listening to our podcast, downloading our podcast, you may not think that it's costing you anything, and it's not. It's free, but it is helping us. It really is. Let's finish October strong, please. We're taking a little bit of time off in November, not a lot. Not very much time off in December. So,
no.
Blitz, I'm thinking that December, we might... Let me look at last year's December. We might actually crush last year's December.
Well, last year we had 2 weeks off the... Oh, no, actually.
No,
we had 2 weeks off terrestrial. Now we have like 3 weeks off terrestrial.
We actually had a pretty good December last year.
But you did shows like every day, I know.
Hierarchy 65, 1,000 bits.
Hierarchy 65, by the way, I heard Dr. Dan did some stuff for your wife, and it turned out great. Thank you for being... Hierarchy has really turned into a great guy, is he not?
Oh, he's a great guy.
I mean, he is royalty.
Big, big Packer fan.
Is he a big Packer fan?
Yeah.
And he's really stepped up on the dollars, has he not?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's always been there.
He's always been there.
Yeah. I thought he stepped up of late.
Oh, no. He's always
been there.
I don't know nothing. Lummy, I think we might have to plan a Get Fresh construction deal here soon.
Oh, sweet.
I'm doing a little project out back, as you guys can see.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz, are you familiar with my project?
I am.
Hey, don't you think that's going to be so nice?
I love it.
You know I'm bringing...
I need a few of those as well.
Hey, you know I'm putting a car lift in.
Yes, that's awesome.
I already ordered it.
Cool.
Already ordered it, so oil changes, all that shit.
Awesome.
And I know you like doing that shit.
I need to schedule some time on your lift.
Yeah, you do. So, Lummy, I love you. You're my favorite here.
Thank you. DJ Brown, 941, 1,500 bits.
Jesus, woo! I could not tell you how.
DJ Brown, 941, 2,500 bits.
Oh, my God. DJ, Jesus, you did such a great job on Friday.
Aww.
And Jesus, what do you think if you did drive the 602 this weekend, do you think you could win all three?
I think so. I have a good shot.
Would that not be unbelievable?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. But they were like, oh, it's his trash, Bubba's trash, fucking cheating.
Well, everybody will say that, so.
Do they ever say that, like it's not even fair because, you know, you're so good there?
I've heard that before, yeah.
Like, what do you hear? Bubba sucks, Tyler's a cheater?
Well, no, it's just because, you know, it's your dad's track. So
I heard he's got a twin turbo motor in that thing.
Yeah, I heard that he ain't even got to drive it. It's just fucking autopilot.
He's got a nitrous switch.
Kid can't drive a lick. They just got a fucking computer in there running it all, Bubba Clem.
It's radio controlled, and he ain't even driving it.
All right, little Jesus. I know when you're getting home, but I'm going to be taking a nap.
All righty.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
What are you doing today?
Not much.
You going to pick up your girl?
Possibly.
You guys going to Lightning game?
Thursday.
Are they going to win a game one of these days?
Lightning was last
Jesus. Was it three in a row they've lost?
Did they lose last night?
Yeah, three in a row.
Tyler, my resident hockey, by the way, he's going to be starting a podcast on our podcast network with him and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be called?
I was thinking like Bolts Breakdown or something. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Whatever you want to do, buddy.
Okay.
When are you guys starting that?
Sometime this week or next week, probably.
He's waiting for a win.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, when they start winning, maybe I'll do a podcast.
Yeah, it's only positive after wins.
I mean, you probably know as much about the Lightning than probably any sportscaster in town, would you not?
Maybe.
Well, what? You see, Daddy, the problem is they ain't putting that little rubber thing in the net. That's the problem.
And they're letting that little rubber thing go in their net, and that's the fucking problem,
too.
They're supposed to be taking that rubber thing and putting it in the other feller's nets. But the other fellers have been putting it in their nets, and that means they ain't doing good, Daddy.
You ain't going to win doing that.
So what's up with, I mean, like, obviously, Lummy, you're a sports guy, too, Lightning enthusiast. What between you two? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, Lummy, what the fuck?
Or Tyler, you first. What's going on?
Well, obviously losing Kucherov is a big blow because he's like their quarterback of the whole team, so that's going to affect them for a little while. But they just got to get used to things again and get the chemistry
back
going.
Remember Pat Roone said you only got to make it to the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think they're coming off that kind of Stanley Cup two-time, last year
before.
Little
drunk off the deal.
Yeah.
Cooch is out for the season?
For at least 2 months.
Yeah, they're gonna put him in the playoffs. You got to think, the year before the celebration, they had no fans. It was a COVID thing. This year, everything kind of wide open in Tampa, partying a lot more with the cup. So I think they're
going
out
to dinner.
Yep. Yeah.
Just a little honeymoon period.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be fine, please.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Like you said, Pat said, make it to the playoffs.
You got to give me a top eight team. That's got it, right? Well, you got to be what's
top 18? Aren't there only
top eight?
Eight.
Oh, teams.
Top eight. Oh. They take eight out of what, 16?
Yeah, they'll be fine.
And then that's the playoffs.
I think they'll be a fourth or fifth seed, and they'll be fine.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
They'll turn it back on.
Tyler, we got to design you a fucking T-shirt. People are going crazy.
Already on. That's what I got to talk to you about today.
Yeah, I think we should get Gabby because, I mean, Anna, she's obviously not.
Why are you playing that?
What do you want to talk about that? Right after the show?
I'll do it later.
Yeah, let's do it later. When I see you back at the apartment.
Yeah,
okay,
later. Later.
Love you so much.
Love you.
Love you too. Let's go, Brandon. Love everybody.
Love you.
Love you.
Go to BubbaArmyStore.com and get your Brandon the Quad Let's Go Brandon shirt, okay? Pre-order it. See you guys tomorrow. Love you.